Until Christ was glorified.
直到基督得荣耀。
To man, it didn't seem glorified.
对人来说，他似乎并没有得荣耀。
They just refused to believe it was true because he was in the spirit and they couldn't see with their eyes.
人们就拒绝相信这是真的，因为他是用灵的形式来，人们没有办法用眼睛看到。
But 10 days later, after the ascension,
但是十天之后，当他升天之后
，the Holy Spirit came.
圣灵来了。
And he was proof when he came that Christ was glorified and it was all true.
就证明基督是得了荣耀，一切都是真的。
Because he came also to glorify Christ.
因为他来也是要荣耀基督。
We read that in John 16.
我们在约翰福音
When he comes, he shall glorify me.
读到说他来就要荣耀我。
And it's very noticeable.
这是很显著的。
Everyone that's been filled with the Spirit.
凡是被圣灵充满的人。
They have a sense of the wonderful glory of Jesus Christ.
他们都会感受到
It makes Jesus so wonderful.
耶稣基督的荣耀跟奇妙，会
使得耶稣这么奇妙。Two things it does. The Holy Spirit does.
圣灵做两件事。
When you're filled with the Holy Spirit of God,
当你被神的圣灵充满
之后 Jesus will become very precious and wonderful to you.
耶稣对你来讲会变得很宝贵，很奇妙。
Your Bible will become absolutely new.
你的圣经会变成全新的。
Many people buy a new Bible. My wife did.
很多人都买了新的圣经。
When she was filled with the Spirit.
我太太被圣灵充满的时候，她也这
样做。She's a good Baptist girl and she read the Bible faithfully.
她本来也是一个很好的浸信会的。
But when she was filled with the Spirit, she said.
她很
I'm going to buy a new Bible. It's all different.
但是他被圣灵充满的时候，他说：“我一定要买一本新的圣经，因为这么奇妙。”
It's filled with precious things.
这圣经对我说话，上面充满了宝贵的东西。
Even the songs are new.
他说：“甚至诗歌都变成新的了。”
Because he is here to glorify Jesus Christ.
因为圣灵在这里，就是要荣耀耶稣基督。
And it's the story we told this morning about the prodigal son.
就像我们今天早上讲到那个浪子的故事。
First came the robe before the ring.
首先必须穿上外袍，然后才能够戴上戒指。
First came the righteousness of Christ imputed before the Holy Spirit.
首先必须耶稣基督把他的义加在我们的身上，然后圣灵才能够临到我们。
It's that order.
这个次序是这样子的。
In the early days of this century, when the Holy Spirit was poured out in a new way,
在这个世纪初，当圣灵用一种新的方式浇灌到世上的时候
，there was a strong teaching called sanctification.
有一种很强的教导叫做成圣。
There had to be acceptance of a total change of life.
必须接受生命完全的改变。
I've been in many mission fields.
我曾经去过很多宣教场。
I've talked with many missionaries.
我也跟很多宣教士谈过话。
And one thing is noticeable.
有一件事情是很显著的。
When the people accept Christ.
当人们接受基督的时候。
And are filled with the Spirit.
被圣灵充满。
Their culture changes.
他们的文化就改变了。
I've been where they are.
我曾经跟他们一样。
And I can stand it after you get used to it.
我也可以习惯之后我也受得了。
But when they become filled with the Spirit, they can't stand it anymore.
但是当他们自己被圣灵充满的时候，他们就再也受不了。
They begin to change things.
他们开始改变事情。
They begin to clean things up.
他们开始把事情弄干净。
They begin to clean themselves up.
他们把自己给弄干净。
They begin to clean their house up.
他们把自己的家弄干净。
They begin to how should I say, they start to prosper.
我可以讲说，他们开始兴盛起来。
If they're gardening, they'll turn their gardens better. They will have better crops. They'll begin to improve in so many ways.
如果他们种园子，他们会开始更改善，然后他们在很多方面都会有进步。
I've seen it. For instance, I remember we were having a crusade, a healing crusade.
我看见过。
The city of Mar del Plata.
我记得我们曾经在 Mar del Plata 这个城里面有一个疫病布道大会。
And one of the men that came for healing was an old man about 65 years of age.
有一个到前面来要求医治的，大概是65岁的老人。
He was emaciated. He was filthy, dirty.
他有是伤残的。
His hair was full of lice.
他很脏，他的头上都长的虱子。
He was a miserable creature.
他是一个很惨的人。
And we might be me to pray for him.
那他要我为他祷告。
He had cirrhosis of the liver. He had.
他有肝硬化。
Drunk so much alcohol, he just about killed himself.
他喝了太多的酒了，他自己都已经快要死了。
His home was a shambles.
他的家里面非常的简陋。
He spent all of his wages when he could work on liquor.
他工作所得到的薪水全部都用在买酒。
He never once brought a dollar home.
他从来不曾带一块钱回家。
The windows were just gaping holes.
他家的窗户只是洞而已。
The floor was mud.
地是
mud.
就是用泥巴涂的。
The walls were adobe, which is mud that's dried in the sun.
那墙壁也是，就是把泥巴在太阳里面晒干。
The roof was leaking thatch.
屋顶都会漏。
It was a miserable home.
那个家里是很糟糕的。
And as he stood there in front of me,
当他站在我的面前，
the Spirit spoke to me.
圣灵对我说话。
He said,
圣灵说，
Can these bones live?
这些枯骨能够活吗？
That's a word out of the book of Ezekiel.
那是以西结书上的话。
He had a vision of dry bones.
就是当以西结看到那个枯骨的异象。
I answered in Ezekiel's words, I said, Oh God, only you know, I don't.
我的答案跟以西结一样，说神啊，只有你知道，我不知道。
And so the Spirit spoke to him, said, Remit his sins.
说赦免他的罪。
Remit his sins.
赦免他的罪。
So I switched over into English so he wouldn't know what I was saying.
所以我就转成用英文讲，好让他不会知道我在说什么。
And because the Spirit told me to, I remitted his sins.
因为圣灵告诉我要赦免他的罪。
Brought him into the pardon of Christ.
把他带到基督的赦免
里面。He didn't know what I was saying, and no one else did.
那个人不晓得我在说什么，也没有其他的人知道。
And the next day,
第二天，
they told me later.
后来人们告诉我，
he went home.
那个人回家了，
cleaned himself up.
把自己弄干净，
threw out the whiskey.
把他的威士忌酒丢掉了，
went to work and for the first time brought his money home.
他去工作，第一次把钱带回家。
In a short while, there were windows in the holes in the wall.
过了不久，家里的本来是洞的窗户有了窗户了，家里弄干净。
The whole family were converted and became members of the church.
全家人都信主了，成为教会的会友。
But no one told him to do all that.
但是没有人告诉他要做那些事。
No one told him to clean his house. No one told him to put windows in. No one told him to do these things.
没有人告诉他要把家里弄干净，没有人告诉他说要把窗户装上，没有人告诉他说要做这一切。
But once the sin is taken care of, the Holy Spirit comes in.
但是一旦罪已经处理了，圣灵就进来。
And he makes the
changes. 圣灵就带来了改变。
He wants to live there.
圣灵想要住在那里。
He doesn't like it to be in shambles.
他不喜欢那个地方是肮脏的。
He doesn't like our life to be in shambles.
他不喜欢我们的生命是肮脏的。
His world is total harmony.
他的世界是完全和谐的。
His world is total peace.
他的世界是完全的平安。
His world is total beauty.
他的世界是全然美丽。
His world is total love.
他的世界充满了爱。
To come into our world, if he's going to come, he's going to have to change it.
他进到我们的世界，如果他要来的话，就必须改变。
Because the sin is taken away with, he can come now.
因为罪已经除掉了，所以现在他能够来
了。But he's not going to leave it the way it was.
但是他不会让事情保持原来的样子。
You can be sure of that. If he has come,
这点你可以确定，如果他已经来了，
that person's life will change.
那个人的生命就会改变。
Oh, maybe not overnight.
或许不是一夜之间的事。
Though sometimes I've seen it that quick.
虽然有时候我看到是这么快。
But it will change.
但是会改变的。
Because he's more and more going to make us conform to his way of life.
因为他越来越会让我们效法他的生活方式。
Until we begin to want it, even before we get it.
直到我们还没有到天上就已经想要他的生活方式。
We begin to want the changes.
我们想要改变。
We come to that scripture where Jesus said, Blessed are they that hunger and thirst for righteousness.
我们知道那个经文就是耶稣讲的说，饥渴慕义的人有福的。
We want things right.
我们想要事情是好的。
Even before we're able to make things right.
甚至在我们还没有办法把事情处理好之前。
We long for it.
我们就有这样的渴望。
We desire it.
我们希望这样子。
And little by little, we move into it.
渐渐的我们就能够进到其中。
Mission field after mission field, city after city, town after town, in many countries of the world,
我在世界上许多国家走遍了许多的宣教场，许多的城市，那些地方都完全的被改变了。
I knew a pilot.
我知道有位
of an airplane,
有位飞机的驾驶。
It was during the war.
那是在战时。
And he was a total atheist. He wanted nothing to do with God.
他完全是一个无神论者，他不想要跟神有任何的关系。
He lived for himself. He was drunk half the time when he wasn't flying.
他没有在飞行的时候，大部分的时间都是喝醉的。
He was absolutely a miserable creature.
他实在是一个很惨的人。
And in one of his flights, he was sent to fly over one of the islands in Malaysia.
有一次他飞行的时候，人家派他到飞到马来西亚的一个岛上。
And he came. He had a light in this area. In this island.
他降落在这个岛上。
And they were all Christians.
那些人都是基督徒。
And he made fun of them.
他就嘲笑那些人。
He laughed at them and laughed at their services and laughed at their religion.
笑他们的聚会，笑他们的宗教。
And finally, the head man of the, he said, "Mister, you're so lucky that you came here today at this time."
那终于当地的人跟他说，啊，这位先生，你真是很幸运，你是今天来到这里的。
If you'd come here 10 years ago, we'd eat you for supper.
他说，如果你十年前来这里的话，我们就把你当晚餐吃掉了。
They were cannibals.
他们是食人族。
Thought maybe religion wasn't such a bad thing after all.
他想，毕竟宗教或许不是那么坏的事情了。
And incidentally, he was converted.
顺便要讲，他也信主了。
Because they began to tell him how way they used to live.
因为
after the missionary came,
那些人讲跟他们讲说，
changed. The missionary wasn't there any longer.
本来是怎么样生活的，直到一个使者来了。哦，他们的全生活全部都改变了。
You see, Jesus spoke of the Holy Spirit that they should receive.
耶稣讲到说，他们应该得着圣
灵。The Holy Spirit was not yet given.
但是还没有赐下圣灵。
Because Jesus had not come yet.
因为耶稣
not finished his work yet.
他的工作还没有做成。
It all depended on Jesus.
这一切都要靠耶稣。
That's why we glorify him and thank him. That's why.
这就是为什么我们要荣耀他，感谢他。
That's why all heaven does.
这就是为什么整个天上都是这样子。
Because this world was an outcast world. It was a fallen world. It was a forlorn world.
因为这个世界是一个被撇弃的，是一个堕落的世界。
It was called the outer world, the one that got outside of light.
外面的世界已经离开了光。
Outside of the presence of God.
已经在神的同在之外的了。
Until Jesus came.
直到耶稣来了。
And then the Holy Spirit could come.
然后圣灵就能够来。
Then the angels could come and live with us.
然后是天使能够来和我们住在一起。
And each one of you has at least one angel with you.
你们每一个人至少都有一位天使和你在一起。
It's nice to know that you can walk along. Yeah, I mean, if it's all right, you kind of secretly hold his hand, it's all right.
当你晚上在走路的时候，你如果能够偷偷地握住他的手是很好的。
If you went down and not very secret about it and just swing a hand and talk with him, well, that you might end up in the wrong place by mistake. But he is.
如果你握着他的手，然后就这样子走，或许你会走到不对的地方。
It's clean.
但是现在已经干净。
More clean than you can ever realize.
这个干净超过你所了解的。
Because habits bring up old thoughts and old things, but they're done away with quickly. They don't take root. They don't grow there.
虽然旧有的习惯还是会带来一些旧的意念，还是有一些东西。
And if they do start to grow there, then the Holy Spirit begins to work to bring us back.
如果他们确实要开始生根的时候，圣灵就会开始工作，把我们再带回来。
And there's nobody so miserable as a good Christian.Is not living like he should.
没有任何人会像一个没有按着他应有的方式生活的基督徒那样子。
And he gets more miserable until he says, "I can't stand any more of this."
他会觉得很不好受，直到他说，我已经受不了这样子，我一定要回家。
But that's why we can sing and shout and joy and joy rejoice.
这就是为什么我们能够歌唱欢喜。
Because Jesus came.
因为耶稣来了。
If there's one thing this world has to be thankful for, it's a fact.
若这世界有一件事情要感谢的，就是神的儿子来到了我们的世界。
That's why, to me, Christmas time is one of the most beautiful times in the world.
这就是为什么对我来说，圣诞节是世界上最美的日子。
Of the fact that Jesus came to our world.
就是纪念耶稣来到了我们的世界。
And countless times I said, "Thank you for coming."
有无数次我都说谢谢你来。
How he could stand it, I don't know.
他怎么受得
了呢？我不知道。How he could live with us before he could change us.
在他还没有改变我们之前，他就和我们住在一起了。
How he lived in Nazareth.
我不知道他怎么样住在拿撒勒，在那里长大的，我不知道。
One thing I know.
但是我知道一点。
The more he saw things, the more he rejoiced in spirit. I'm not going to leave it this way.
他越看到那些事情，他的灵里面就越欢喜。
I'm not only going to change Nazareth.
我不会让事情继续这样下去。
Judea.
我要改变的不只是拿撒勒、加百农、犹太全地。
I'm going to change the whole world.
我要改变全世界。
I can't stand it this way.
我受不了他是这样子的。
And he's still in the process, and is growing more and more and more.
他仍然在这个过程中，而且越来越增长。
Country after country, nation after nation.
一个国家又一个国家。
And I read in the book of Revelations that in that day.
我在启示录里面读到，到那
日。Be people from every tribe and nation.
到那日会有从各方各族来的人。
And every tongue.
还有各民。
So everybody can find somebody to talk to. Whatever your language.
不管你的语言是什么，你都可以找到人跟他讲话的。
Because he came.
因为他来了。
And that's why the Holy Spirit came.
这就是为什么圣灵
来了。And now that he's here,
现在他在这里了。
One of his greatest works and his greatest delight to do is
最大的工作，他最想要做的事情
glorify Jesus Christ.
就是荣耀耶稣基督。
In verse 16, and in chapter 16,
在约翰福音十六章。
Verse 14.
十六章十四节。他要荣耀我，因为他要将。
He shall glorify me.
他要荣耀我。
And every person that is converted.
凡是回转信主的人。
And heaven rejoices when every sinner is converted.
当每一个罪人回转的时候，天堂就欢喜。
And every miracle of healing.
每一个医治的神迹。
And every miracle of life changes.
每一个改变生命的神迹。
Glorify Jesus.
都荣耀耶稣。
Because when Jesus left this world, he left.
因为当耶稣离开这个世界
的时候。In the eyes of the world, as a total failure.
他在世人的眼中看起来是一个完全的失败者。
As a criminal.
是个犯人。
As a rebel.
是个叛变的人。
He was crucified.
他被钉十字架。
And the world saw him no more.
世人不再见他。
But when the Spirit came, he began to glorify him.
但是当圣灵来的时候，开始荣耀耶稣。
And more.
越来越荣耀，越来越荣耀。
The whole world.
直到全世界。
The day will come when every knee shall bow.
万膝都要跪拜。
Every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
耶稣基督是主。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father, I thank you that Jesus came.
天父，我谢谢你，耶稣来了。
I thank you that you came to change us.
我谢谢你，你来要改变我们。
We thought everything was all right.
我们以为一切都好好的。
We were so accustomed to the vile stench of life.
我们很习惯了生命中的污秽臭气。
We were so accustomed to the vile actions of human beings.
我们也习惯了人类污秽的行动。
That we accepted it as normal.
我们接受那个以为是正常的。
Or for the criminal, we accepted it as aberrations.
或是像那些犯人一样，我们也以为。
But the poor criminal couldn't help himself because his life was so miserable.
以为说那个他就是不由自主，他的生活就是这样子。
But we were so abnormal.
但是我们是那么的不正常。
So far from what heaven calls normal.
离天堂所称的正常差得多远。
We didn't even know.
我们甚至不晓得。
We didn't have any idea.
我们一点都不知道。
That we were so far out.
我们离得这么远。
That the Holy Spirit would not come.
以至于圣灵不会来。
And even the angels, when they came, would disappear quickly.
甚至天使来的时候都会很快地消失。
How I thank you for coming.
我真是谢谢你来了。
How I thank you for coming.
我真是谢谢你来了。
And how I thank you for coming to me.
我真感谢你临到了我。
And revealing to me the truth of myself.
把我自己真实的情形启示给我。
The vileness in which I lived within and without and didn't realize it.
我里里外外都住在污秽中，而我却不自觉。
Until you opened my eyes.
直到你开了我的眼。
And my ears.
开了我的耳。
Yes, and even my nose.
是的，甚至我的鼻子。
To realize.
明白。
What a stench I was.
我是活在何等的污秽中。
And then when you revealed to me that you loved me even so.
然后你跟我启示，即使这样子，你还是爱着我。
Because you love me, you would not leave me that way.
因为你爱我，所以你不会让我继续那样子下去。
You determined I will change him.
你定义要改变我。
I will change her.
我要改变他。
Until they shall shine as stars in the world of glory.
直到他们在这世界上会发亮，如同星星般的荣耀。
Pure inside and pure out.
里面外面都是纯洁的了。
Beautiful.
美丽。
I thank you, Lord.
主啊，我感谢你。
You brought hope to a miserable world.
你把盼望带到悲惨的世界。
You brought sight to the blind.
你使瞎眼的看见了。
You opened deaf ears.
你使耳聋的听见了。
You loosed the shackles of the filth of this world.
你松开了这世界污秽的锁链。
You set us free.
你释放了我们。
From a demonic horde that reveled in the filth of this world.
从这个世界上污秽还有邪灵的掌管里面。
Thank you. Thank you.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
谢谢你。Thank you.
些青草溪水边，人令我心察心中
是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。在我敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席，你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。